Out-of-cycle update. Locked up over Telescam. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. This is a somewhat breaking update. We're a little bit delayed, but it's now better than never. Pavel Durov, who I covered on an episode a little while ago, who had gone on shows, I believe Tucker Carlson was one, he went on some other ones that he was talking about. His motivation, he's the CEO of Telescam, aka Telegram, and he was talking about the reason he made it and his motivations and what he was trying to accomplish. He got a lot of criticism for the encryption. The encryption, of course, was helping for communication around the war. It was helping people to communicate back and forth. And of course, the unfortunate byproduct is that a lot of people were using it to scam people on the cryptocurrency side. And this has given it a negative reputation in certain circles. This arrest, apparently, and this is what I'm told, apparently was around the fact that police wanted him to cooperate with some of the information they were trying to get, and he refused to do it. He talked about this on the Tucker Carlson show. Russia's chimed out and said he needs to be afforded due process here and treated like he's a citizen. He's a citizen of France, so it's not like he's a foreign or anything. There was no real logical reason other than he just refuses to do what his government requires that he do, which is violate people's privacy. Your platform is blocking us from getting what we need. And to a second degree, and this is my criticism, the lack of moderation on Telescam, which they believe is a precursor or necessary step towards controlling the certain types of speech that happens to promote through the platform. So there's a number of different things all around the communication and the freedom of the communication in Telescam that's caused this action. And it's got eyes all over the place on what happened and why it happened and what we're going to really do about it. Now, he's allegedly going to be indicted today as I record this. That's what I'm told. Allegedly. I don't know for sure that he will. I don't know for sure they're going to let him go or whatever it is. The bottom line is the only crime they're trying to charge him with is you didn't do what the cops told you to do, bro. And you're locking away communications that we need. We need to do this to go after criminals. And of course, we know the definition of criminal is kind of subjective. Elon Musk comes in and says that Europe is starting to become a land of censorship. I'm not quoting, it's paraphrasing. A land of censorship where your rights are being eroded over time, not just for this action, but other actions around Europe and some of the lockdowns that have happened over on that side. To refresh on what Durov has repeatedly said, I will give you a fair little bit about this quote. I would rather be free than to take orders from anyone. So his whole thing is, and he's not a spender, so he doesn't floss his wealth. He's not out there, you know, shilling tokens or any of that. He's just minding all his business, just tapping to turn the thing. It throws back to the Napster era. That's what it does. You spin a thing and it lets people do a thing and then they go after the person who created the tool for the way the users use the tool simply because in this way, there's no filtration. The lack of moderation, people are like, there's mods. Yeah, but the mods are ineffective. The mods are biased towards whatever message is having to be communicating, whether that's scam or otherwise. So if you have moderators who are biased in one direction, that's not true moderation. Moderation is you control certain types of hate speech. You control certain types of speech that can be caused to, let's say, shoot at a presidential candidate. You're supposed to. So if we had true moderation, we wouldn't have Nancy Pelosi up there saying, I don't know why more people aren't in the streets rioting. Maybe they will. We wouldn't have Maxine Waters talking about, I'll take out Trump. If we had moderation, we wouldn't have these things. If we had moderation, we wouldn't have Barack Obama saying there's no Asian America, there's no Black America, there's no Latin America. You know, if we had real moderation, we would not allow these things because they seem to create unrest in people. Whether your intention was to do that or not, the point is it could create it. That's the whole intent behind moderation, is to suppress certain of those speeches without suppressing people's rights, fundamental rights to free speech, which don't apply in every country, by the way. So this is a developing story. Pavel Durov has been arrested. More to come if I get it. I don't know if I'll get any more information on this one, or it's just going to kind of disappear under the weeds. I would assume there have to be more fallout on this one because this is a big deal, not just because it's him, but because it's Europe and a shift in the way Europe is perceiving this. Like, you would expect somebody like Ukraine or somebody to lock him down. They didn't. They left him alone. So it's kind of weird to see Europe of all countries take this action. So I'll follow it. If I get more significant updates, I'll share them with you guys.